Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
I'm Anthony Dragna. This is Politico Energy. She served as EPA administrator during President Obama's second term. Now, Gina McCarthy is the administration official focused solely on domestic climate policy. All right, Zach Coleman, so you had a chance to chat with President Biden's national climate advisor, Gina McCarthy, today. What did advisor McCarthy have to say about infrastructure?
I was wondering, like, what do I call her? Do I call her Gina? Do I call her advisor, former administrator? I just danced around and said hi.
Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you, Zach. Thanks for reaching out.
For sure.
Politico's Zach Coleman's conversation with the president's national climate advisor on the infrastructure bill and the administration's struggle to navigate the political waters of merging climate change into it. It's Thursday, June 10th.
So why don't you just decide to go it alone, given the slim chances in Congress for a CES or a carbon price?
She, you know, was saying essentially President Biden is fighting for everything that he can get, but these are negotiations. You don't get everything that you want.
I think the president is committed to a process and he's going to see it through and do it in a way that's consistent with the shift to clean energy. It has all the makings of a terrific proposal moving forward.
And there are going to be some climate provisions that might fall by the wayside, but that doesn't mean that the administration is not committed to reaching its goals and doing what's necessary. It's just that they might have to take a different route to get there.
She singled out a clean energy standard, which I found notable. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, the clean energy standard is going to be one of the tougher lifts with a budget reconciliation process because we're not even sure exactly whether that fits or how it would operate. And there hasn't been clear signaling from some moderate Democrats as to whether they would actually back that policy. So why go down this road if you're the Biden administration and try to, you know, pull this rabbit out of the hat on the clean electricity standard if you don't have the certainty from your own party that they're okay with it?
This comes as some notable progressives, most notably climate hawk Sheldon Whitehouse, have expressed some anxiety with how the pace of climate talks are going.
You know, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse tweeted on Monday that he is, quote, officially very anxious about climate legislation, end quote, noting that climate has, quote, fallen out of the infrastructure discussion, end quote.
Can you give us some context about kind of this anxiety and why it's breaking through right now?
Yeah, well, Senator Whitehouse said that the Obama administration pulled up short in 2009, 2010, when there was cap and trade legislation. So, you know, this is an opportunity Democrats have with a control of the Senate, the House, and the White House to pass legislation that is more durable than executive action.
Does the administration honestly think it can pass substantive standalone climate legislation through Congress?
I want to assure you and others that our interest in actually moving and shifting to a clean economy, consistent with what we need to do that the science tells us on climate change in the plan.
I think Senator Whitehouse just wants to see the full weight of political capital put behind climate change in a way that President Obama did not do. And Gina McCarthy said that she understands why Sheldon Whitehouse is concerned and why anyone who shares his feelings would be concerned.
This is a wonderful opportunity that we fully intend to capture, but it's not the last one. And I think Senator Whitehouse knows that, but honestly, Zach, the decade to invest in clean energy is this decade.
McCarthy met Wednesday with two notable industry groups. What was the purpose of those conversations at the White House?
I'm actually meeting with the API, and also I'm going to a board meeting of the American Chemistry Council.
And what's
the trade associations that are important to us, obviously.
She's pitching the American Jobs Plan. She wants to show that this is a winner for American workers.
I can talk a little bit more with them about the American Jobs Plan and what's in it, about our commitment to Paris Accord.
These are two organizations that nominally support infrastructure and an infrastructure investment. Whether they support the climate part, that's less certain, or at least, you know, it's less certain that they support it blank check. Gina McCarthy has been having meetings with industry groups for some time, so this is not necessarily out of the norm, but this is a crucial point in the negotiations now that we're ditching the idea that Senate Republicans will get on board with the Biden administration's vision.
Would you characterize her as sounding optimistic about getting this done, pessimistic, somewhere in between?
It's hard to gauge exactly what she thinks the prospects are for getting the types of transformative climate investments across the finish line. I think that she thinks that something will get done, but one thing that she kept saying was, we're going to have to think about new investment strategies after this bill if you know, we don't get everything we want. So it seems as if she's setting the administration up for taking something less than what they put on the table, but committing to a second round or another way to get at the funding that they think is necessary to reach that 50% reduction from 2005 levels by the end of the decade.
Great. Thanks. Have all a right. Great day.
Thanks so much, Dan. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Throughout Wednesday, a number of Democrats, including New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich, broke apart from McCarthy's position, threatening they would not support an infrastructure package that, quote, goes light on climate.
This is the only show in town on climate, and it's the only chance we're going to get.
Just an hour after Heinrich's statement, Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz tweeted that the executive branch doesn't write the bills. And Senator Ed Markey added simply, no climate, no deal. The statements, which were echoed by other Democrats in the House and Senate, highlight that the support from environmentalists is also crucial to get an infrastructure bill through, and that compromising climate provisions in order to get Republican support could imperil the bill's chance of passage. In response, McCarthy reiterated that the White House is fighting to keep every piece of the American Jobs Plan and deliver what is necessary to reach its climate target. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Zach Coleman covers energy and climate change at Politico. Some of the music in today's show was composed by The Mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Anthony Dragna, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.